spring. Hold on, I want my praise to be like today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Many of us are still trying to wake up stuff, trying to wake up that which God already allowed to die in our life, trying to pump life into something that needs to be cut off. So he doesn't leave it to you. He does it himself. He prunes and cuts so you can be more fruitful, that you can yield more or a greater harvest. Remember, he visits regularly. He cares for those that are connected to the vine. Infinite care. He's not going to leave you comfortless.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Today, Bishop Clark continues the Positions for the Promise series. Join us for the message, Family Promise.
That's a part of the establishment. That's a part of who you are as an alpha. You must learn how to carry the burden or the weight of prophecy. Well, I want to be prophesied to. And when you're prophesied to, you start shouting until you walk outside. Just like when you buy a new car, woo, you happy when you drive off the lot. But about 3-4 weeks later, when you got to pay that payment, that $700, you start seeing there's a burden that goes with it. That's why I don't prophesy to young people and tell them everything is going to be all right. You got to learn how to carry the burden of the prophecy that he gave you. You're not a fly by night. You don't just get a word. You got to learn how to walk with God. And if God is heavy, then his word is heavy. And you can get with God in a way where your words will weigh 10 pounds. That means when you speak it as a father, your words will weigh 10 pounds. It won't just be cast off. They got to walk with that word. As a mother, when you speak that word, your words will weigh 10 pounds. When you speak to your loved ones, your words will weigh heavy on their heart. And you'll start seeing things get done. There's a weight or a burden of prophecy. It is a promise from God. Yes, I will bless the house of Israel. I will bless the house of Aaron. And I will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. The prophet must then get it from God. Come on, here's the burden. Deliver it at an appointed time. So if I stand in the position of the prophetic or the prophet now, I must get a word from God. And then I must deliver that word at an appointed time. But here's the weight or the burden of glory, the burden of prophecy, because the weight or the burden stems from the incubation. The incubation period that exists between the time I got the word and then the time in which the word is delivered to you. Here's that incubation. He gave it to me to speak to you. But you got to see this now. There's a time period when he downloads it in me, and then I got to carry the weight until I can share it with you. Glory to God. That's what we call the incubation period. And the burden is in that moment, glory to God. And what I deal with is like a mother if she's pregnant. You don't want to argue and smoke marijuana while you're pregnant because you're incubating something. You don't need to be around a lot of confusion. You don't need to be around people with a lot of noise because you got something on the inside of you. Even now, some of you have the seed of the word on the inside. You're not living up to the potential that he called you to, and you're not incubating that word like you should. You're not in the right environment to incubate the word. You don't have the right prenatal care to incubate the word. You don't have somebody around you that's speaking truth to power and making sure your feet are rubbed and making sure you got everything you need while you're carrying that precious thing inside of you. The period between the time you got it and the time you delivered it is the incubation period. Yeah. Glory to God. Here's the second half. The second half or the second phase is that of the gestation of the word or the incubation inside of you after you receive it and then carrying it, carrying the word or the burden until he manifests the promise. So I got to carry that word, glory to God, when he gives it to me until I give it to you. And then you've got to carry it until it manifests. That's where the burden is. Glory to God. And you got to watch how you function during those times. Are you speaking faith to your womb? Do you protect it? Can any uncircumcised Philistine get inside of you? Can anybody that compliments you pull you away? Do you want to drop off children so you can party? You get a word like this, you need to settle yourself and you need to get into a place so you can watch over the word until God manifests it. Glory, hallelujah. Even the babies cry. Don't worry about it. I'm used to it. Come on, I remember the old church. We didn't have youth church. We had babies on the inside. It means there's new growth in the house of God. And they preached, and some of us were like, they loud up in there. But something went on the inside. Something inside of me is telling me to go ahead. And you keep the babies in the house. And God is making preachers more tolerant today. Instead of saying, get the babies out, keep them in here if it's going to keep you in here. Glory, hallelujah. We've got so professional in the house of God, we don't want to hear any babies because it's messing up our tape. I want the babies to cry. Glory to God. Come on, clap your hands for the babies crying out. This is how the Bible describes the incubation period. It's called the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord was upon me. The good hand of the Lord. That's when you see that in the Bible, that's God saying, I'm putting weight on you. Glory to God. And the hand of the Lord was on the prophet to move in a certain way. And the hand of the Lord was on the man or the woman of God to operate in a certain way. They're incubating something. And the hand of the Lord is on them to keep them grounded and to keep them well groomed. Hallelujah. Until they manifest the promise. Yes, sir. And so the hand of the Lord is on the vessel. Not only to deliver it to you, but the hand of the Lord is upon you to carry it well. Glory to God. The hand of the Lord is on the prophet. Now the hand of the Lord is on the branch, both small and great, to carry it well. And the branches have sizes as well. Father is a branch. Mother is a branch. Then you got smaller branches that are children. We need flowers and we need leaves on all of it. And then God will make sure if you stay with the vine that you remain fruitful. Glory to God. And you need to incubate this well during this period of gestation and incubation. Stop running from weight. All weight isn't bad. Actually, I started working out last year and I'm realizing that if you work out a little bit, you start that tension that you had on yourself. It'll get lighter if you stay consistent. You'll be able to carry the same weight better. Thank you, Lord. I'm able to do a little bit more than I could do 7-8 months ago. You know why? I'm been able to handle the tension of the weight. And if you stick with God long enough, he will prepare you to carry his glory. And the responsibility of being a mother and a father, not just for the young people that are dedicating babies today, but all of us need a surge of the Holy Ghost right now to re-examine how we do what we do. Have you noticed that times have changed? You can't isolate your children like I was isolated. You ain't going out the room. You can't leave out the door. Can't go nowhere. You better not go downtown. Stay right here in the yard. That ain't working no more. Because you can keep them in the yard, but if they got a phone or access to the internet, they're going around the world. And you don't want to force them into something where they have to hide. So you give them a little liberty and you check on it. And a little bit more liberty and you check on it. And a little bit more liberty and you check on it. And when they make a mistake, you correct it and then you start over again. That's how we parent. We don't just give a command because you don't live by the command. Have you noticed God gave Adam one commandment? One! And he couldn't keep that. The commandments are not designed to make you righteous. The commandments are supposed to make you cry out for a Savior. Lord, I can't do this on my own. I need Jesus. And once Jesus gets on the inside, he helps you to fulfill the commandments. Let's talk about the connection. Say, I belong. Glory to God. The Bible says every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. That should frighten you. If you ran over that, look at verse 2 of John chapter 15. If you ran over that, I feel sorry for you. Because if you're not fruitful, you're going to get cut off. That's his word. I'm not talking about losing salvation. I'm saying if you're not fruitful, you're disconnected from the core. How can you in the future bring forth fruit then if you're cut off? Notice the Father is the vine dresser. He's examining his core. He's examining the family all the time. He takes away. He also, before he takes away, this is what a gardener does. When there's a branch that's not bearing forth fruit, before they cut it, they lift it and they prop it up to see if there's a disconnect. If I lift it and prop, it's hanging too much, but if I lift it and prop it up, maybe it'll start producing. A lot of times they'll come to a tree and see branches that are drooping, lift it up, say, I'll give it another year to see how it works. Yeah. Glory to God. How many of you know he's done that for you and your family? You were drooping big time. And if he cut you off, you never would be where you are today. But no, there's infinite care from the Lord. He's been propping some of us up. We look like scarecrows. How many of you know what I'm talking about? We got all this in our family, right? Prop ups, right? Aunties, then they come to a family reunion. We hope they don't cuss. We all have them in our family, right? They'll embarrass you in a minute. Prop ups. God trying to give them another year to get it right. How many have seen that with your children, right? Prop them up, right? You don't know what's going to come out there. You got a wife, don't know what's going to come. You don't want to make them mad. Got husbands, get upset, just leave. Prop ups. Once you got a baby, you can't get tired. No such thing as tired. My back hurt. There ain't no back. We got to move from being propped up to being fruitful. He takes away the branches that didn't bring forth fruit. The scripture says, but every branch that does bring forth fruit. Listen, he doesn't just say good. He cuts back. And if you don't understand that, you'll start saying, why did this happen to me when I've been doing the right things? You don't understand God. That's why you're in the world and you got to get your mind renewed to stop seeing things in black or white. You got to see it God's way. I paid my tithe. I did this and that. How long? For 2 weeks? You're not consistent with anything you do. You got spiritual ADHD, I think that's what they call it. You can't stay focused on one thing for too long. You bored, you tired. No, once you're a parent and you got a core, you got to stick with it. And when you're doing right, notice he says, I prune the ones that's fruitful. Stop looking at things through natural eyes. Teach your children the same thing. You can do everything that's right and still have a bad or drooping day. Why are you losing heart? That's a part of life. He prunes the ones that are bringing fruit for the purpose so you can bring forth more. This is what we don't have the ability to do. Every branch that's fruitful has something in it that's dead. Every branch. Amen. All of us have something in us that died. And many of us don't have the ability to stop trying to pump life into that which has already died. We constantly try to revive what is dead. That's what a tree does. It constantly tries to revive what is dead. The gardener has the brains, so he comes in and cuts the dead branches. He cuts away that little piece that's dead so you can start, stop trying to revive that which is dead and only focus on fruit bearing. Many of us are still trying to wake up stuff, trying to wake up that which God already allowed to die in our life, trying to pump life into something that needs to be cut off. So he doesn't leave it to you. He does it himself. Yes. He prunes and cuts so you can be more fruitful, that you can yield more or a greater harvest. Remember, he visits regularly. He cares for those that are connected to the vine. Infinite care. He's not going to leave you comfortless. That's why I like John chapter 15, verse 26. At the end of the chapter, he always introduces Jesus. He introduces the Holy Spirit at the end of John 15, verse 26. And you got to understand that. That's right, mama. Scream it out. These babies are going to sing in the house of the Lord. They're going to preach. Glory to God. And that's why we bring them in the house. Let them stay in the house. I want it on the tape. I want it on the CD. The babies are crying. Can't you hear them? All over the world. Glory to God. And God hears their cries. John chapter 15, verse 26. And when the Comforter comes, I'll be talking about it at 11. Whom I will send. He's going to tell you and give you an understanding of what I'm talking about now. You have an acute understanding about the vine, the true vine, the dresser, and all of the things that he mentioned at the top of the chapter. And Holy Spirit has even given us revelation now. As I close this, let's talk about infinite care. John chapter 12, verse 6, are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? They'll put it on the screen in a moment. John chapter 12, verse 6. Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. He's saying that these sparrows, the minute of the bird world, are sold for two pennies, five of them, two pennies. Five sparrows. Yet God knows each one. Notice verse 7. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Now I want you to think about that. God says, I know you so much, I can tell you how many hair strands that are on your head. Even if you're bald, he can tell you how many is supposed to be there. I know you that much. I know more about you than you know about yourself. That's what he's saying. I know about your DNA, your makeup. I shaped it while in the mother's womb. I'm intricately tied to you. Even the very hairs of your head are numbered by God. Then he says, don't be afraid. Because if I know all of this about a sparrow, not one of them dropped from the sky without my knowledge. You're worth more than many sparrows. Yes. And if I know them like that, I know what you're going through too. John 15, 26, when the Comforter or the Counselor comes, this is the NIV. He's called the Counselor. I call him the Therapist and the Guidance Counselor. When he comes, I will send to you from my Father the Spirit of Truth who goes out from the Father. He will testify about me. About the wellspring or the vine that will keep life pumping into you. The New King James says, when the helper, I call him the partner or the partnership comes, he will partner with you. And the power of partnership is this: when we partner together, you may have strengths and I have weaknesses, but when we partner together, we eliminate the weakness. Because my strengths make up for your weakness, and your weaknesses are made up by my strength. And we eliminate weakness when we put our backs together and work together as partners. The Message Bible says it like this: when the friend comes, your colleague, in other words, Holy Spirit is God, but he becomes a colleague of yours. Amen. That's why we build up each other. Brothers should always build up each other. Holy Spirit comes not to tear you down, but to help the core, to help the family. And then last but not least, I like it here in the New Living Translation, but I will send to you the advocate. That's a supporter. And I noticed there, even in Tallahassee, that we had support or advocates. I was brought in to be an advocate for Brevard Family Partnership, which is seeking $40 million. They brought me in to speak to some of the senators about that, to be the advocate for Brevard Family Partnership, who is a welfare organization for kids. Not only did they bring me in, they brought some of the young people who've been in foster care since 5. I met a young man named Wesley, who's now 22, who's been in foster care since he was 5. He was abandoned. And to see the black male growing and able to speak to legislators like he was, it touched my heart deeply. We walked into a representative office, and the man, he's a Republican. He cut off, "I don't want to hear about welfare. We believe in business." And the young man got his feelings hurt. I said, "Get over here, sit, stand with me. Don't ever let them see you show your face like that. I need you to square it up. God has brought you too far." And listen, you're 22 years old speaking to legislators. I'm in my 50s, and this is the first time I've ever been here. God has afforded you. You're going further than any one of us ever thought we could go with all of the hell you came out of. And he listened. I said, "Son, listen to me." He said, "Why do you call me son? Why do you call me son?" I said, "You never heard that term before?" He said, "No. In all your life? But look how you stand with your feet on the ground, man. I need you to square it up. You're going to do things that I never could do." Guess what? He listened. We go into the next senator's office. He gets a chance to share as well. And the man looked at him. He said, "I own a business that has almost 1,500 workers. I have thousands of products around the world. Take my card, young man, and call me if you need me." You know why you got your face saved? You didn't let the last thing that happened to you affect you like that. And look how God opens up doors. If he started cussing at the man and acting like he was going crazy because he had a bad pass, he would have missed that card. That's why you got to draw to the center, man. The people that are going through stuff way worse than you've ever went through, and they still know who they are, and they're trying to make it today. We have no excuse. We're the advocates. We're the mentors. Well, who's the ones that are going to say to these young people, "Look what God has blessed you with." As articulate as you are to stand before these people unflinchingly with unflagging zeal, speaking truth to power, you stand in your spot, man. You're a great man. I see great things in you. You're a man of valor. God is going to take you to the nation. He's not my son. He's not a part of my pedigree. He's a part of the human race. And I believe God put me there to not only advocate for the big company, but for that young man as well. Thank you, Jesus. And that's it for me. That's it for me. I preach the gospel. Come on, let's put our hands together. But that's not a close, Bishop. You're supposed to close it. Got to leave you now. No. No. I dropped it like it was hot. And now you deal with it. Carry the burden of the prophetic word. carry the burden of the prophetic. Incubate this right. And God will bless you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Position for the Promise series, Family Promise, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2201-3008. That's reference number 2201-3008. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with Truth Revealed International Ministries. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with Trim Nation by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. The Truth Revealed app is available on Android and Apple mobile devices. Services can also be watched on Facebook, YouTube, Apple TV, and Roku. Also join us in celebrating the release of Bishop Clark's new book, The Comforter, Experiencing the Strength and Power of the Holy Spirit. Follow Bishop Merton Clark as he leads you through a scriptural understanding of the mission of Jesus.
Abishai-inspired men, join Bishop Clark and special guests live or in person for Men's Fellowship on Saturday, April 9th at 9 a.m. AFC Ambassadors for Christ will meet in the Fellowship Hall on Saturday, April 9th at 2:30 p.m. Ladies, you are invited to attend Women's Sunday School, which takes place Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary. New members' classes are still in session, and you can complete your orientation lessons virtually. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Captain Jim Ross. My son, Captain Justin Ross, and I give our listeners weekly tips to help them catch more fish every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on our Catch a Memory Outdoors radio program on this station. Now it's time for you to get some one-on-one attention to seriously improve your fishing skills. Call Fineline Fishing Charters and let us help you become the angler you've always wanted to be. We offer instructional fishing charters that will have you hooking up to fish in no time. Learn how to read the water, spot cruising fish, tie knots, and cast like a pro. Just give us a call, 321-636-3728, or go to our website, finelinefishingcharters.com, and book your entertaining and instructional fishing charter with one of us today.
Keep me